Shortly after the Medicare law was passed, the Congressional Budget Office broke down how much seniors are expected to save when the prescription drug benefit kicks in. Now a health think tank has come out with its own numbers. The nonpartisan Kaiser Foundation says the average savings from the Medicare drug plan will be 37% in 2006. That's lower than the 50% initially predicted by the Bush administration. AARP supported the controversial bill, but Jeremy Janes from the group's Wisconsin chapter says the prescription drug savings could be greater.
Our belief was that this was a huge step forward, even with the imperfections that the bill had. And the imperfections are quite obvious. The donut hole is one of them.
The so-called donut hole is a gap in coverage. The Kaiser Report estimates that 7 million seniors will have to pick up all their drug costs. That's because their income level exceeds government limits and their medical costs aren't high enough to qualify as catastrophic. The report's author says the benefits of the new Medicare law may not meet the expectations of many seniors. Tom Frazier from the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups agrees.
A lot of people will not get as much help as I'm sure they thought they would get.
Some elderly advocates prefer Wisconsin's prescription drug plan, Senior Care. The state's Health and Family Services Department says that program is a better option than Medicare's drug plan for most seniors. But the state has not gotten assurances from federal officials that it will be allowed to continue. Frazier predicts if people on Senior Care have to switch to the federal drug plan, some will inevitably miss the sign-up deadline and be perplexed as to why they're penalized with higher out-of-pocket costs.
Chaos and confusion is kind of what I'm predicting.
Frazier says a coalition of elderly groups is trying to sort out what options are best for seniors, depending on their income and assets. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.